Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shand. It is Thursday, April 30th, and that's right. We must teach the young adults. We have an exciting show this evening. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, will be with us at 8 o'clock this evening. She will be speaking on Embrace the Beauty that Lives Inside of You. Stephanie Haynes is going to set you on your toes. So get out your pen and pencils, your mats, and those of you who have a workbook, and we're going to get busy today. I'd like to say thank you with appreciation to each and every one of you out there, and especially appreciation to the person who woke me up. Now I am waking you up, and together we are waking up the world. Appreciation to my LP 112 Legacy Leader Groups. Those are the best leaders in the country. And of course, top of the line is my faith based organization that keeps me focused on my mission and my humanistic vow. We're going to have a great show. We're going to get out some of these email requests that have come in before Stephanie Haynes comes on. So let's get rolling here. Wake up out there, and that just does not mean get up out the bed. That means move those blood cells through your brain. You want to move with tenacity, dedication, and focus, as my friend Sonia Lena White says, and become aware and stay a victor. Think, take action. Step into your greatness. Stay there and take others with you. Here we go. Robert coming all the way in from Memphis, Tennessee. You know, this program is designed for youth empowerment and encouragement. We have everyone to come on. Robert, we love you out there, and I know exactly where your head is. You have let me know. It is finals time, and you're getting ready to take that last step out there. And I've been telling all the young adults and all the scholars, including myself, just step on in there and do what you have to do. Let's keep going. You're on the air. We're waking up with Linda Mac Chan.
Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many days, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving.
Though the road to glory seems alone, the fire in me could a marathon. Leaving is nothing you can't overcome.
If you dream, then you can do anything. If you dream,
once said, that which benefits us is cheerfulness and courage and the endeavor to realize our aspirations, to advance toward our dreams cheerfully, to courageously work toward achieving them. This is what gives sublime meaning and life to our lives. So that's what we have to be here, because I tell everyone, don't be afraid of the dark. You are strong. still held up by the stars, the light, will carry us all over because we are happy, bright, and light. You keep that in mind as you're out there getting ready to knock out those finals. Those of you who are traveling to your next level, it's going to be a tough, tough semester. It's like the last semester is the craziest one. And I used to ask that question, why is this so crazy? And they said, you're going to the end. And maybe you have never taken it to the end of anything. So I'm going to pass that out there to you. We're going to keep moving here. We're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. We're going to wait for Miss Haynes to come on. She might be running a few minutes late. You know, this lady is a lady of the community, and she's out there. She works with many, many, many people and many, many groups. And sometimes we run a little bit behind, but she'll be with us. Let's keep going.
Make the world go round.
That's right. To get that higher love, we have to start with the love that we have within. And Stephanie Haynes is going to let us know how to embrace the beauty that lives inside of us. When she gets on with us this evening, you are in for a treat. So let's keep rolling. I'm just taking care of all this request. We got higher love. We're going to go to higher ground. We got some more music from Stevie coming on from Luther. Just stay tuned.
Thank you.
you down. But for those of you who have not gone to see the play, Motown, the musical, you're missing out. Get your tickets. Get there. All seats at the Hollywood Plantages Theater are good seats. This play and this review is going to have you on your feet. The music is phenomenal. The actors are phenomenal. Go see Motown, the musical. And for all you young adults who hear about the music and didn't quite understand what your parents were talking about, that's going to take you way back. Like I'm getting ready to take you way back with this special request that has come in from Atlanta. Sit back and relax. This is my girl, Janis Joplin. So just listen. It's way back there.
Like you on the only name.
that was for you, Andrea, out there. You know, we can go way, way, way back on you. You know, music, we all know where it comes from, no matter what form it is. And today, if you listen real closely, you will hear everything that moves your soul. Music. I always like to listen to songs with the fiddlers and the banjos and things of that nature. And some of us, depending on where we grow up in the world, I'm out of the South, so we had all types of music there. Some we could sing, some we could dance to, and some we were forbidden to sing and dance to. But it's always been about the music. There was a place that, at my earlier age, it was called Rembrandt's. Rembrandt's was a very, very private club that you could take your mother to. And the beautiful part of Rembrandt's was that we had a professional artist there, and he would paint, and we would dance underneath the black light. There were 12 young ladies of all different nationalities. And the fun thing about Rembrandt's is you never knew what song you were going to dance to. You only knew the person that you fell behind. You never knew. So in order to be at this establishment, you had to be able to adjust to any type of music and to dance to it. And there, along with traveling out on the road with my mother, because my mother was a blues singer, that is where I learned to appreciate music and all forms of music, and especially the persons that play the music. So I'm leading into June 25th, as we're going to be 21st. We're going to be speaking of this, and that is Make Music Los Angeles Day. And that is a day that there's music throughout this city, and 88 of June 21st, it's music from 7 o'clock in the morning until 11 or 12 o'clock at night, parks, on the beach, on the ocean, anything, any type, anything that you think that you could hear, because this is when the musicians come out, the communities come together, everyone has fun. Keep that day in mind, June 21st, Make Music Los Angeles. We're moving into our fourth year here, and it's really an event that you must participate in. So I'm going to take care of my request, and that is from Mrs. Alien Jones. Is that Alien Jones? Alien is calling all the way in from Anchorage, Alaska. Alien, we love you here. And for those of you listening, our email address is lmacknetwork@gmail.com. That's lmacknetwork@gmail.com. Send in your requests, send in your thoughts. Our call-in number is 323-769-5879. That number is used for Stay in Touch. And on Stay in Touch, you send a message out there to a special person. Today, I'll Stay in Touch is coming from Rhonda. She wants to tell Taylor how much she cares for her and to keep up the good work. And we're going to keep this show rolling. Remember, email us out here, lmacknetwork@gmail.com. And our Stay in Touch number is 323-769-5879. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann.
Thank you. heart again. Darling, I said I never let nobody in.
You'll understand it, you'll have it, you'll generate it out there, and you will receive it. Stephanie Haynes, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Miss Linda. How are you doing this evening?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I know it's crazy out there. You know this is the crazy season, and you are in great demand, and we are so glad that you could break away and come and share with us. So at this time, listeners, you're on the air with Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, and she's going to talk with us about embracing the beauty that lives inside. Stephanie, we love you. You have it. Take it away.
Yes, so good evening, listeners. Tonight, our topic would be on embrace the beauty that lives inside of you. Now, you know, to create a relationship that takes you all the way to heaven, you must have to accept your body completely. You have to love your body and allow your body to be free to just be. To be free to give, free to receive, without being shy, because shy is nothing but fear. You are beautiful no matter what your mind tells you. That is a fact. Others are free to see whatever they want to see. When others judge you, they are not seeing the beauty in their own lives because beautiful lives within. If you are aware of your own beauty and accept your own beauty, their opinion doesn't matter or even doesn't affect you. The only difference between the beauty of another is the concept that person has. You are what you believe you are. You have the right to feel beautiful and enjoy it. Honor your body and accept it as it is. Love comes from the inside. It lives inside us and it's always there. You can only perceive the beauty that lives outside when you feel the beauty that lives inside. So I have a quote for you. You can write this down. Lack of self-respect warps the mirror. I will walk away from this distorted image of myself before the illusion become part of my landscape. I am a whole and unique. Let me repeat that. Lack of self-respect warps the mirror. I will walk away from this distorted image of myself before the illusion become part of my landscape. I am whole and unique. All right, so I have some questions for you. So grab a pen and a paper, because you know we do always writing. So, question number one. How will you create relationships that take you to heavenly places? How will you create relationships that takes you to heavenly places? Have you accepted your body as it is? If so, how? And if not, why. Have you accepted your body as it is? If so, how? And if not, why? Number three, are you able to give and receive freely? If so, how? And if not, why? Number four, do you care about another person's opinion? If so, why? And number five, how will you honor your body? And that's very important. You know, everybody does not deserve a piece of you. So how can you honor your body? You know, last week we talked about honoring yourself. So number five is very important. Honor yourself. You can embrace your beauty that lives inside of you. So I have some healing thoughts for you. Number one, the past is over and cannot be changed. This is the only moment I can experience. Number two, I trust myself. I trust life to support and protect me. Number three, I create miracles in my wonderful world. I am open to the wonders of the universe. Number four, I am willing to see how and where I need to change. Number five, I have many dreams, and I know that I deserve to have these dreams come true. Number six, I now transform anger in positive ways. I love and appreciate myself. Number seven, I feed my body nourishing food and beverages, and I exercise in ways that are fun. Number eight, I earn an excellent income doing what satisfies me. I know I can be as successful as I make up my mind to be. Number nine, I experience love wherever I go. Loving people fills my life, and I find myself easily expressing love to others. Number 10, the answer within me comes to my awareness with ease. Number 11, I deserve the best. I accept the now. I am all I need and desire are met. I'm going to read that one again. I deserve the best, and I accept it now. All my needs and desires are met before I even ask. Number 12, I give myself permission to be all that I can be, and I deserve the very best in life. Number 13, I transform the need to blame anyone. I accept the people around me as they are. Change anyone. Number 14, I am guided throughout this day to make all the right choices. I only desire that which is for my highest good. I'm going to read that one again. I am guided throughout this day to make all the right choices. I only desire that which is for my highest good. And last but not least, all of my friends understand my needs. I have many friends who love me. And your first friend is you. So, Ms. Linda, is there any questions for me this evening?
Well, I had an email question to come in, and when the person was really talking about embracing the beauty, and from what I can gather here, it's like, how can one embrace the beauty that lives inside when they're caught up on the opinions of others. It's like there's one, I think it was question number 4 inside the worksheet. Do you care about another person's opinion about you? If so, and why? So that just fit right in with this question that came in. So could you help us out a little bit here?
You know, when we did the section on breaking away from other people's expectations.
Yes.
You know, that's very important, that if we don't have that self-confidence and know who we are as an individual, then people have, they put their own expectations on us.
Okay.
So I want to say to the caller, I say, once she or he really find out who they really are and what they are made of, and really dig deep inside and find that inner beauty within themselves and that self-confidence, then there's no expectation, because that person knows who they are as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very important for that person to know who they are, because if not, they will fall for anything and everything. And then they'd be a yes person to any and everything. Meaning being that people pleaser.
Right, right. I agree with you on that. So it's very important in order to break away from that. You must break away from others' expectations. So she's listening in. I will send her an answer back, question to come in, the most important question to come in, because that is a question that I find that a lot of people suffer with. I meet young adults, I meet old adults. I used to go through that probably when I was about 2, because after 2, it didn't really matter, because the basics that I got was real deep and real strong. So my problem is too much confidence, and when you have that, you are always going to have to deal with others' opinions about yourself. I have a young lady that's a very dear friend, and she's caught up on what they said, and she said this, and the reason why, and I don't think, and I'm saying cut it. Cut it. Don't push the play button anymore. The main factor is, what are you determined to do? Because I know that I got it right, and as I was speaking with her, Stephanie Haynes, I was thinking about you and honoring oneself and using some of your wording and coming strictly from my heart. You have to make the determination. You can't blame anyone. If you're blaming others, then you give up your power. But my question to you is, what is your determination? How do you see this play ending? You know, because it's a fiasco, it's just a dramatic play. And it's like I watch her, you know, and I listen, and I'm looking, you know, not judging, but loving, but trying to get her to go back into her as much as I possibly can. So I will, she will get a workbook, and especially this chapter, for her own personal presence here. But back to the question, it's like you have to break away from others' expectations of you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say that, that is like being that people pleaser, being that yes person. I call it rollover Jesse, you know, just rolling over. Whatever comes to you, you accept it. Now, there's going to be times that things are going to come to you. It's going to take you a minute to roll from under, but as long as you try to get from under it, you're doing a good thing, because you have to go through many, many processes depending on the situation. I deal with that in daily life, but it's just a process, because I already know what the outcome is going to be, because I don't care about your expectations about me. I live up to my expectations. And since we have been on this workbook, each chapter, each session that you share with the listeners, each session that we go through, I definitely, and others too, because they write in and they say they use this. This is very, very helpful for them. So I'm out here with these questions. I have a question for you, and I know that we're mm-hmm. dealing with the 21 Saturdays. I know that there is something happening. I think that's in May 30th for this event at the Jesse Owens Park. I'm looking at all of this. You are extremely busy. Congratulations to your new son-in-law. That is, that uh-huh. you have a new son now, and I just cannot
yes, I
wait
do.
To see the pictures. And I laughed when it happened so quickly. But you and I know that when it's the right time, it's the right time. So I'd like to say we missed you, but we knew that you were working on a very, very, very special project. And when I got it, I just wanted to scream. That is amazing. I hope mine happens that way. Okay, just spur the moment. Come on in. I love you. Let's do it. So now maybe I'll be next. Who knows? As long as I can keep this on right. But it was exciting to me, and I was laughing. I said, what can you do? I'm waiting on the pictures, Miss Hayes, to see
okay.
this love. And how, now, which daughter was this? I know, you know, I know
Tracy.
Them. Oh, Tracy. Okay. All right, Miss Tracy.
Yes.
So she didn't care about others' expectations of her. She knew that what she had. I loved it. I loved it. We'll talk. But that was my only question coming in when she said, you know, how does she care about another person's opinion, and what do you do for that? So you got your answer, you know, breaking away from others' expectations because that can be hindrance. And when it's kind of hard for me to wrap my head around the word others' expectations, I care. And it's important for us to work together, but that's a serious thought. That's a good way to live your life, because when you
mm-hmm.
do that, you're not disappointed, are you? Or
that's
you're
right.
not let down. Or you know, it's like most people that don't quite understand it. You know, I find that they always want to put a label on you, or you're being difficult, or you're being everything that you're supposed to be, but not going along with what they want. So because you're not going along with that listener, they want you to live up their expectations. So you've heard it from the wise lady's mouth. You must break away from others' expectation. And that is, I'm trying to find out the page that's in this workbook, but I will give her your information. And if she doesn't have a workbook, get one, because it's phenomenal. And listen in with us, and just keep working on you. The most important thing is to keep working on you. It's a lot of craziness in the air. It's a lot of things that are going on. You know, it's graduation time, and those campuses, they look real funny in the face. I know that look. And when you're moving out for your last semester or ending up with your classes that you need to have before you go to your next level, it is crazy. So I'm looking, I'm encouraging, I'm talking. And when you have so many areas and campuses to select from, that can be stressful also. You really have to step back and take a look and see which is the best trail for you to take. And that's where I am now, because, you know, returning back to school as a non-traditional student, but it is so rewarding. It is so educational. I've met many, 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 many people. I've grown, you know, leaps and bounds because I've had to stay focused. And I asked everyone out there to always stay focused with the tenacity and dedication and keep the focus to keep going. And the only way you can do that is to embrace the beauty that lives inside of you. You must have that out there. So I'm going to be quiet. That was my question. Where are you going to take us next, Ms. Haynes? You know, I can get going here.
Okay. So next week, our topic would be on relationship with fathers or significant male figures. So
ooh.
This is how to have a relationship with self, others, and a mate. So next week going to be very exciting.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. Now, this is May. We're going into Mother's Day. I'm going to tell you ahead of time, because you are a wonderful, beautiful mother, and there will be some things happening there. And we'll probably restructure this again in June because June is Father's Day. And why have you on the line? As I told the listeners, on June 21st, you know, we do Make Music Los Angeles. And this is going to be so right on time this year because it is Father's Day. So I've asked the listeners to, you know, kind of like listen out for it. It's like free concerts all over the city. It's somewhere to grab that and sit back and relax and just to do a lot of things. So we're going next week with Relationships with Fathers, and I know that you're going to have some helpful information. And for those out there who are running into a few problems, by Father's Day, it's going to be all cleared up, isn't it?
That's right.
All right. Okay, Ms. Haynes, talk to us here. And what's happening with you this week? Is it the 21 Saturdays going on?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
We had a beautiful silent meditation hike on last Saturday at Pinnacon Park. It was really nice. And
okay.
we've been prepared for the May 30th 5K walk, starting from Ted Walker's Park and ending at Jesse Owens Park.
Okay. And that is a 5K, and in order, I see it here, Ted Walker's Park. And for those of you who are not familiar with that park, it's 335 East 103rd Street in Watts, and then it will end up at Jesse Owens Park, which is at 9651 Southwestern. And also, I know that if you could, vendor information for those who want to vendor out, Stephanie, is there a number for that?
Well, actually, they can call me, and I can email them applications.
Okay.
For the
walk
and for the vendoring.
Okay. Could you? I have. Could you give them that information?
Sure. My number is 323-605-2706. Once again, 323-605-2706.
And now vendorship will be, I'll post it out again, will be just going all up and down the route. When you say vendors, is that for food? Is that for certain items? Are there any restrictions there?
Yeah, now vendoring is going to be held at the Jesse Owens Park, where it's going to be a health festival and concert.
Okay. That's health and concert. Ooh, that should be exciting. So that's going to be because the end is at Jesse Owens Park. So this will kick off at what time? 8 o'clock?
Registration start at 8 o'clock and the walk will start at 10.
And they'll end up so 5K. So you are a walker, you're in that athletic mode. What would the end time be? Where would they end up at Jesse Owens at the end?
Well, hopefully it all depends on the walker. Some will get there earlier than others.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's all depending on the walker. Yes.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to share with us? Because I know you're going through, this is one of your weeks, and I appreciate you so much, and we work it around, we make it happen, but, you know, it's so good that we get a taste of how to start that next week off, because I can guarantee you, word stick, what you say stick, what we put out there stick, and I say that because I'm familiar with the words, but they come to me on a daily basis, and it's always something out of everything that we go through in this workbook. And in order for them to receive your workbook and to go through that, do they go to your website, Fashionably Fit, www.fashionablyfit.net, and that's Stephanie Haynes' workshop. And to contact her about May 30th, this wonderful, exciting event. The number again, could you repeat it one more time, Stephanie?
Yes, it's 323-605-2706.
2706. I have some exciting things going on. I think World Peace Gongyo will be this Saturday. Will you be attending?
No, I'm doing a human trafficking walk on Saturday.
Okay.
From 3 to 5. It's starting at Vernon and Figueroa.
Human trafficking walk at Vernon and Figueroa. Okay.
Yes. So that's the walk that's going to be held on this coming up Saturday. Yes.
Which is May 2nd. Okay. And that's a project that's going on and on and on out. And I will be speaking with you privately on some things that are coming up that I'm not quite at liberty to say right now. And while I have you on the line, you do know that I'm finally living up to my expectations of my show. And I'm sharing this with you along with all the listeners. And you will come on with the cast. We will be, I am in a play, The Ghost of Mar Barker, and that will be starting July 10th in Los Angeles, and it is an exciting, exciting process for me. And I've spoken with you, so on that day that the cast comes on, it might not be on your day, but I'd like to have you just chime in and join us, if you would.
Okay, keep me posted.
I will.
Okay. So, actually, I'm on my way out.
Okay.
It's been a long day for me here at work.
Oh, I know. I know it's been a long day, and I am so, again, appreciative that you were able to come on and join us, because I know that it's crazy. So listeners out there, when we get an opportunity to listen to Stephanie Haynes, and she's going to, I can guarantee you, if you don't hear all the words, there will be something that will stick on your brain that will carry you through the week. Stephanie, we're not going to hold you. We love you. Next week, we'll be doing relationships with father or significant male figures, and that will be next week. And it says that I'm looking at this, and I'll just put it out there to keep them interested. And it says, why do women choose men like their fathers? Ladies, you guys think about that. Write in lmacnetwork@gmail.com with your questions and your thoughts, or give us some heads-up information so that we can keep Ms. Haynes very, very busy next week. Stephanie, I'm not going to hold you. We're going to take you out here, and congratulations again, and I'll be talking with you later.
Okay, thank you so kindly.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Love you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound. Stephanie is a phenomenal human being. She has good thoughts for you. She keeps you balanced body-wise, mind-wise, spirit-wise, and she's going to definitely make sure that you are eating healthy. She will be back with us next week, and just take note down. The best way to contact her, if you have any information about her workbook or anything, is a direct line at 1-323-605-2706. Again, to contact Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, is 1-323-605-2706. You know, we take you there, and our ticket is determination and a goal and an attitude to never give up. Ow!
I know a lady, y'all, ain't nobody crying, no, ain't nobody worried, no, no, ain't no smiling faces, no, lying to the lady. Somebody help me here.
I'll take you there.
Help me on.
I'll take
oh,
you
yeah.
there.
Help me now.
I'll take you there.
Oh, oh. Help me.
I'll take you there.
Oh, oh.
Birthday. I'll take you there.
Oh, let me take you there.
I'll take you there.
Oh, oh, let me.
I'll take you there.
go.